Lesson 4, Segment 8. Lesson 4 Recap. So now let's do a recap of what you've learned here in this lesson. Well, you've learned to isolate the voice of your challenging narrative. You found that seeing the challenger goblin as outside of you, rather than a voice you're listening to inside of you, brings immediate detachment and restores choice. You've learned the goblin is born in the moment of being wounded and carries out its task of sabotage in the subconscious as a means to protect the deformed until you name it and claim it. You can inherit this archetype and its narrative from a parent or ancestral pattern, even if you have no knowledge of its origin and story. You've learned that by accepting and acknowledging the disowned self, shame or fear-based, reduces its power over you. And you've learned that Envision's objective is to engage all the parts of a person's psyche, including the shadow and the soul. These are essential to growth. And although the theory is complex, the two exercises you're taught here are super easy and effective, as long as you stay out of the details of the origin story. Envision works by changing the way you see and shifting the energy that accompanies the subject matter. A shift in perspective and perception changes everything, and we know it works.